Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Cedric Wehunt, president and sole investor in the Lost Treasure Company, decided that the expedition to Tennessee would start at 5 o'clock this morning. Lum and Abner's attempts to postpone the journey until they could regain control of the company failed. And so as we look in on the little community today, it's 5 a.m. and the adventurous little band of treasure hunters are getting ready to leave.
Just throw your satchels in the back seat there, fellas.
Yeah, all right, Cedric. And come on, Mom. I know it's cold at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know it?
Yeah.
Just feared I'll chip my teeth the way they're rattling so hard here.
Well, don't talk so loud. Wake up half the town here.
Oh.
For goodness sake, Cedric, what's all this junk you got in the back seat here?
Oh, stuff we need on the trip. Shovels to dig up the treasure with and picket axes and one thing and another.
Yeah, what's this thing all wrapped up here, Cedric? Got legs on it, sort of like a table.
Oh, I'd rather not tell you what that is.
Well, what is it? I want to know what I'm riding with before I climb in that thing.
Well, it ain't nothing that's going to hurt you.
What is it, Cedric?
Well, that's the pinball machine.
Pinball machine?
Yes, Mom, I bought it off of Luke Spears. Charged it to the company.
You mean you're going to drag that thing clean over to Tennessee with us?
Yes, Mom. No telling how long we'll be gone. And we want to be sure and have the necessities of life along with us.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum.
Now, listen, Cedric. It'll be too crowded with that contraption.
Yeah,
Mom.
Throw that thing
right
out
now.
Of here. Get it
no,
out
Mom,
of here.
Mom, it stays right where it's at now. I'm the president of the company, and I held a meeting with myself, and we voted to take it along with us.
Oh, my goodness alive.
You fellows will be awful glad we brung it along, too.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be times when you'll enjoy a couple of snappy games on it.
Yeah, I couldn't get along without that, I don't believe.
Well, good. I'm glad you said that. Well, come on, get in the car. We're late now. Get in the front here beside me, Mr. Long.
Yeah, all right, Cedric. Yeah, if we're going, we ought to get started.
Well, here, whereabouts am I going to sit? There ain't no room left in the back seat there.
Well, you'll have to sit on Mr. Lum's lap, I think.
All the way to Tennessee?
Well, you and him can change off holding one another.
Now, just a minute. I ain't going to hold that Lum on my lap. He's way yonder too big for a situation.
Abner, quit fussing and get in here. I ain't going to like it no better than you are. We got a long drive ahead of us, so let's get going.
Well, all right. Doggy, if this ain't going to be the most comfort trip I ever taken to, I'll tell you that. Can you close the door there, Lum?
Yeah, I'll get it. Trying to reach it.
Am I too heavy for you, Lum?
No, you're all right.
Good. Doggy, I'm setting up way higher in the windshield here. I'll be froze stiff before we go a half a mile. Wish I'd have worn them earmuffs of mine. I reckon we could drive by my place and pick up my earmuffs.
No, we ain't got time for that, Abner. We got to get going.
Cedric, can't you put the top up on this car? That'd keep me a little bit warm.
No, Mom, I can't put the top up. Albert wouldn't like it.
Who's Albert?
Oh, don't you know? Albert's a little field mouse that lives back there. Made himself a little nest there. Awful cute little fella. You're going to like Albert.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to make the trip with us.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet him.
There she goes. We're off to Tennessee, boy.
Well, goodbye. Goodbye, Pine Ridge.
Hey, there's Gilroy Adams there. Goodbye, Gilroy.
So long, Gilroy.
Bye, Mr. Gilroy.
See you in a couple of weeks. Nice fella, Gilroy.
Hey, Mr. Abner, are we going over 35 mile an hour?
Why, law me no, Cedric. We're just barely moving.
Well, I gotta keep it under 35 to save on tar.
Well, you are.
Mr. Seastrunk at the ration board said I had to.
Uh-huh.
Gotta save on tars because there's still a big shortage of tars for civilians.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The Army needs so much rubber for different stuff, Mr. Seastrunk said.
Hey, what's the matter? What are we stopping for, Cedric?
Well, just thought I'd better get out and check them tars a little.
What do you mean, check them?
Well, fella's got to take good care of his tars to make them last. Mr. Seastrunk said so. Got to keep the pressure up to the right amount.
Well, how can you tell what pressure they're at, Cedric?
Oh, I got a tar gauge here. Got numbers on it, tells what it is.
Uh-huh.
Always carry it with me. It'll just take a second if you fellas can sit right there.
My goodness alive, such prattle. Doggie Lum, I'd give anything if he weren't president of this bird treasure expedition.
Yeah, well, he's probably right about them tires. Don't you want to sit over here on the seat?
I might as well get off your lap now while Cedric's out checking the tires,
Feel kind of silly sitting out here, sitting still.
Just the two of us. Anybody come by.
No, but Cedric's right. A fellow really ought to take good care of the tires as long as he can.
I reckon so,
I'd rather we'd waste a few minutes checking them now than have tar trouble out on the road somewhere.
Sure.
There's something we don't want to have.
Oh, no, if there's anything I hate and despise, it's changing.
Got them all checked.
Well, good for you.
One of them's a pound and a half under pressure, so we got to pump it up.
Pump it up? Now, wait just a minute, Cedric. A pound and a half ain't going to hurt nothing.
Oh, yes, it is. Got to keep them right up to the pressure. Conserve your tires and keep your car on war duty. That's a sign Mr. Seastrunk's got right there tacked up in his office.
Well, Cedric, if we're going to make this trip, we better be getting started.
Oh, we're going to make it, all right. Could you turn around there, Mr. Abner, and sort of lift the pinball machine up a little? The tar pump's down under there.
For the land's sake, Cedric, you're more trouble.
Abner, watch out where you're stepping there. Don't forget I'm down here.
Oh, excuse me, Lum. What do you want me to do now, Cedric?
Oh, just grab hold of one leg of the pinball machine there and lift it up a little.
All right. Doggie, that thing's heavy.
That's the time.
Can't we just leave this at home, Cedric?
Oh, there'll be plenty of times you'll be glad we brung that along, I'll tell you that.
Well, hurry up and find a pump. I can't hold it.
Times when we'll enjoy a few snappy games on that something wonderful. All right, I got the pump. Let her down.
Doggie, I've got to rest up now.
All right, now you can get out and pump, Mr. Abner.
Now, wait just a minute, Cedric. I ain't going to do no pumping. You can do it yourself. You're the one that's taking care of your tires, not me.
Well, I'm the fella that tests them, though. I'm president of the company, too. I don't do no pumping at all, hardly, anymore.
You better do it, Abner, or we never will get started.
All right, Dad, blame it here. Give me the pump, Cedric.
Get you up off my lap for a while.
Which tar is it now that you want pumped up?
The back left in there. Here, I'll fasten it onto the valve for you.
All right. Doggie, it's the hardest trip I ever made, and I ain't even started yet.
Fred's is bad on you.
Hurry up, Cedric.
Okay, go ahead and pump, Mr. Abner.
Is it all fixed now?
Yep.
All right.
See, a fella has just got to make his tires go as far as he can. Of course, the Army needs that rubber for rubber life rafts and self-sealing gas tanks and a whole lot of stuff like that. Mr. Seastrunk told me all about it. Can't you pump faster there, Mr. Abner? We ain't getting nowhere fast.
I pumped all I'm going to. Doggie, now test that thing and see if that ain't enough, Cedric.
Yes, well, I'll test it. Get my gauge out here. See what it says. Got numbers right on there.
Doggie, I wish we'd never even heard of that buried treasure. That's what I wish.
Well, what do you know about that?
What's the matter?
It's down 2 pounds now.
2 pounds?
Yeah, you lost a half a pound there, Summers. Was you putting in or taking out there?
I don't know. I told you I weren't no good at that pumping stuff. I don't know nothing about it.
Well, reckon we better stop off to the filling station and get some air there. Got to take care of them tars.
Well, I wish we'd have did that in the first place. Save me all that pumping there.
Hurry up, feller. Get back in the car and let's start. We're wasting too much time.
Yeah, we're getting in. Come on, Freddie.
Well, I'm coming. Yeah, taking a trip is sure fun, ain't it?
Yeah, well, I never enjoyed nothing so much in all my life. I'm sitting all right on you,
Lum. Yeah, I'm going to get awful tired of looking at that shiny blue serge suit right in my face, though.
Well, I can't help it. This is the only place to sit unless you want to tie me on behind and drag me to Tennessee.
That ain't a bad idea.
Now, wait a minute now, Lum. You can't do that. I was just joshing
you there. Just sit still. Quit turning around to talk to me.
All right. I'm sorry.
Carefully with your feet, too. You're stepping all over me.
I'm sorrowful. I ain't got no place to put them
Mr.
down there.
Mr. Abner, could you turn around there a little bit and lift the pinball machine so as I can put the tar pump back?
I ain't going to lift that thing no more, Cedric. Now, you can just put the pump on top of that thing.
Yeah, that's good enough, Cedric. We got to get started here.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
So that's why we have to have that idiotic pinball machine along is more than I can ever see.
Oh, there'll be times on this trip when we won't have nothing to do, so we just love and enjoy having a few snappy games on that pinball machine.
Can't hardly wait. There's no time to get here.
Well, here we go again. We're off for Tennessee.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah, there's Gilroy Adams again. I can see him out the side here. Goodbye, Gilroy.
Goodbye, Gilroy. Keep a tail on while we're going, feller.
Mr. Abner, can you see the speed meter there?
Well, don't you worry, Cedric. You ain't even close to 35 mile hour.
Well, I know that. What's the total mileage there?
Oh, just a minute. Excuse me, Lom. I never aimed to bump your head there trying to get around. 76,924.8 miles.
76?
What's the trouble now, Cedric?
Well, we just passed another 5,000 mile mark.
Well, what does that mean?
Why, it's time to switch tars.
Switch tars? Now, just a minute, Cedric. We ain't going to take time for you to switch them tars all around.
Well, I got to do it every 5,000 miles. Mr. Seastroke said so. Got to make our tars last as long as we can. Come on, fellas. May as well get
this
at it.
This beats anything.
Now, listen, Cedric. This is going too far.
Yes, sir.
We'll help you switch them when we get to Tennessee. But right now, we're starting this trip, so get the motor to running there and let's go.
Yeah, start it up, Cedric.
All right, but that's one thing about me. I like to take good care of my tars. I'm patriotic.
Yeah, I know we are. We'll tend to it in Tennessee, though.
Now, what do you know about this?
What's the matter now?
The starter's stuck again.
Oh, that's fine.
Better get out the crank, Mr. Abner.
I don't even know where it's at.
I don't mean you, Mr. Lum. It's a good one, I said, then, weren't it? It's right in the back seat there, under the pinball machine.
Now, listen here, Cedric. I ain't going to...
Abner, stop fussing and get the crank. It'll be night before ever we get started here.
All right, but I still say there ain't no...
Now, I reckon what that could be.
You know dead blame well what that is, Cedric. It's one of them old tars of yours.
Come on, let's get out and put the spare tire on, not argue about it.
Well, I ain't got no spare.
Ain't got no spare?
No, Mom, but I got enough patching stuff for one tar, I think.
Enough for one, huh? Well, come on, let's get started patching the dead blame thing, then. Get it, dear.
Say, how would you fellas like to have a nice snappy game on the pinball machine?
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.